So welcome to episode 7 of the KaioCast.
Episode 7, about episode 26 of Dragon Ball Super.
Yep, so we just finished watching episode 26. And first thing let's point out...
that animation.
It's terrible.
No way, it's amazing.
Oh my god, this series is... when Jeff and I used to watch Naruto, or Naruto, as some of you call it, there was quite a bit of bad... designs. I mean, Studio Pierrot made some pretty bad designs for the fillers. And Dragon Ball Z is getting there. Dragon Ball Super is getting there. I mean, these episodes are... they're getting pretty ugly.
No way. They're amazing. I mean, compared to One Punch Man, that looks like garbage.
Yeah, I know. One Punch Man is so terrible. So terrible, right? So terrible.
Studio Madhouse is something else, so they're really good.
But who even does this? Is this Toei?
I think it's Toei, yeah.
Like, just Toei's in-house? It's terrible. I mean, like, for those of you that don't know, they're going to be doing remasters of these for the DVD releases.
So I've heard, anyway.
No, they are. They are. I've seen videos of it. It's just, it's so bad.
They better be.
It's so bad.
I wouldn't,
like,
pay for that.
There's, if you've already seen the episode, great. I mean, there's a scene where Goku gets punched, and his face literally disappears, and you're like... wow.
Yeah.
And then Goku punches Frieza into like a rock, and then before Frieza impacts into the rock to cut on like saving money for the animation budget, they just make Frieza like kind of just disappear, and then the rock just blows up. And it's like, oh,
was one point where Frieza was yelling and his jaw dislocated.
Like, really?
It didn't actually, but it looked like it.
See, like, we're watching the episode now with the sound off as we're doing this, and we're like, when Frieza first turns golden, he doesn't look that bad. Like, right here, it looks okay.
They really should have just took clips from the movie.
I think they had a different animation team this week.
I think so.
Because they,
they probably...
oh, yeah, this looks way better. Last week's stuff was way better.
They probably outsource episodes. Like, here, this one studio gets episodes, say, 3 and 4.
Yeah.
And at the same time, there's another studio working on 5 and 6.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true. Because each episode takes, like, you know, like 6 months to make or something like that. So, that's very true. But yeah, 26. Whoever did the stuff for 26. Oh, man. Oh, was it bad. It's probably the same one that did all the things at the original. The first few episodes.
Oh, yeah, probably.
Like Beerus versus Goku.
Fat, like, Goku and...
oh.
Ultra-tall Beerus.
Yeah. Ultra-tall Beerus. Oh, man. If you guys haven't seen the images yet, you really need to. Go check it out on, like, Emger or something. It's so good.
Yeah. My favorite fight in Super was not so good.
So did this episode start with Goku on the ground?
Yeah.
And it ends with Goku on the ground?
Yeah.
Wow. Keep that consistency going. Alright, so I guess now that we've talked about that glaring problem, so what did you like about this episode?
Good question. I liked Vegeta.
Yeah?
No, he's been my favorite in Super so far, because he's done nothing but stand around and watch.
Yeah. I know, the whole thing is just Vegeta watching.
Yeah.
Is that Toriyama's way of being like, Vegeta's stronger than Goku? It's like the silent protagonist who doesn't have to do anything, but he's like, for all we know, Vegeta could be way weaker than Goku. But the fact that he's like this, I'm so tough guy, you know, like...
No, I think Beerus has been my favorite, actually, because Beerus and Whis are so strong, they don't have to involve themselves in anything, so they just get
to... Tien's face! Go back and see that!
What? Let me see this.
That was amazing. Okay, so right now we're on episode 26, like we're saying, and we're looking at it's around what's the time count for this? Go back. Yours is counting down. Yours is counting down. So like 3 minutes in or something. So it's basically just after Beerus and Whis are eating the parfait, and you see Tien's face, and Tien's face looks amazing. Like, just simply amazing, like,
he almost looks exactly like Jocko.
Can you screen cap this and I'll actually add it into the,
okay,
to the podcast? You got it?
Yeah, I got
it. All right, cool. Yeah, if it's not in there, well, I forgot, sorry, but I'll probably remember it.
But yeah, as I was saying, Beerus and Whis are my favorite, because they're so strong, they're just, I don't know, they're not involved, so they just get to spectate the whole thing, and they're like, oh yeah, look at that move Frieza did, oh, that's, you know, cunning, whatever, you know, I just like it.
I find that a lot of this... I didn't really have a moment in this episode I really enjoyed. I don't know. It's not that good.
No.
This episode was not that good.
It's not that good. The one thing I did notice is... I actually like Bulma as a character now.
Yeah.
Back in Super, it's weird. Because I didn't like her in Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, like, Bulma actually has a character personality. Like, Goku... man. Okay, I don't care what you guys say.
Goku the whole, character ones.
The Goku, all the Goku guy, all the family Goku members, except for Chi-Chi, they're so boring, man.
It's true.
Goku's terribly boring in this series. Goten's, like, non-existent.
Goten has never been existent.
And Gohan, oh my god. Can you can you write a character out of a series more? Like, really? Like... You know, and like you look at Trunks, you look at Vegeta, and you look at Bulma, and you're like, wow, this series is literally all about Goku, Vegeta, or Bulma, and Trunks.
As we were saying at the end of the episode before we started this, was we're pretty sure Gohan could not beat Cell anymore. Like, we're pretty sure, not even like returning Cell.
No,
like,
there you go, that's where he bites him.
Yeah, which was funny in, you know, the original, because he was being choked and he couldn't do anything else.
Yeah.
But in this one, they're like, oh, you could beat him, remember that time?
And when we were watching that, I actually made a comment to Jeff, and I was just his face, yeah, where he got smacked. Yeah. And then, look, did you know how fast he went into going to that elbow and basically Frieza just blocks, like, yeah, immediately? Like, I feel like the direction in this is... and then there's the laser blast to Goku's nuts.
I find...
Oh, there Jesus. There's it's a Frieza dislocated mouth when he yells and he does the tail flip. I think Goku spent the majority of the time of this episode on the damn ground.
Yeah. I've noticed that Super feels very slow. Like, the fights feel very slow in a lot of places.
Yeah, they might need to do a Kai.
Yeah.
Even though they don't really have to. But, I mean, this episode was okay. It's okay because we've seen the movie, so I guess it's not that spectacular for us. But seeing... Just waiting and waiting and waiting. This whole episode really had nothing happening. It was exactly the same as the episode prior. Just a little bit of fights here and there. Yeah. Goku on the ground like 4 or 5 times. Frieza's beating the crap out of him.
Frieza's about to go like as strong as he's been. And Vegeta's like, no, let me do it. And then Goku's like, no.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and that's another thing is that I was kind of talking about this because I'm a huge fanboy of Vegeta, obviously. But Vegeta finally gets his chance to fight Frieza, he's not even fighting Frieza at his full power. He's fighting Frieza at, like, you know, I don't know, like, half of his power or something like that. And it just goes to... You don't get to tell the level of strength between Goku and Vegeta because Goku spent his whole time about this.
They also should really stop flashing back to the old series because it looks so much better.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's... They're really not doing themselves any favors.
No.
They're really not. I mean, you know, maybe eventually they'll do a series like this, but... The new style is so... Oh, animation cells just look so much better.
I don't know, it's too clean as well. It's too clean. I mean, sure, it looks nice, but at the same time, Dragon Ball Z, there's a lot of fighting and a lot of dirt and explosions and everything. Like, getting covered in a bit of whatever and looking a lot more
rugged. But, I mean, this is the way animes are nowadays, right? Like, you can't really expect them to go back to the old cel-shaded kind of, like, you know, animated cel style.
No, but I mean, they still have a style to keep up with, right?
Like, everything's done in, like, probably, like, Harmony or...
Yeah.
Or, you know, some kind of, like, Toon Boom program or something like that. And it's, like, everything is based on symbols, probably. It's not based on just, you know, like, frame by frame anymore.
Yeah.
So they key the animation. So, I mean, it loses a lot of that. What made Dragon Ball Z great as an anime was just, like, you could tell everything was drawn. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Everything was, like, hand-drawn. Everything was just hand-drawn beautiful.
They couldn't hand-draw.
Look at that. That's garbage. We're looking at the scene right now where Frieza is about to blast Goku with this little, like, ball of energy. And Frieza opens his mouth, and it looks so bad. Like,
you mean they couldn't hand-draw keyframes and then, scan them on back to the computer?
That's
redraw
more of them. No. Because how it works is, like, I'm not sure if you know, but what they do is they do one key. So, like, every time there's a scene, right here, it'd be Frieza. Like, that's a key... every, like, big action's a key. And then every time there's, like, another big action, that's another key. And then what they do is they fill in the in-betweens, which are, like, the fluid animations in between. And instead of basically drawing them...
Look how Bulma lost all detail.
Yeah, what the hell? And instead of basically drawing all the detail in between, you know, frame by frame and making it fluid, what they do is they do something called... it's, like, motion tweening. I'm not sure if Harmony does this, but... It's like you start a frame and then you basically can drag and move the arm to somewhere else, right? Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not an expert. I took animation like a while ago, but these guys clearly have like way better skill than I could ever imagine. But it's not...
I guess they don't have the time.
It feels very kind of like...
It's almost like a Flash
animation. It feels robotic. It feels robotic. Yep. Everything kind of feels in a way robotic. And yeah, it is Flash. Flash is based on the same things.
You know what I mean when you see, like, I don't mean to, like, insult some games, but it's something like Castle Crashers, where the animation, you see the limbs moving, but it's not fluid, and it has this sort of semi-weird look about it. Like, very artificial.
Yeah, Flash is a really good tool to use for, like, amateur animators.
Really?
And you can do,
Well, I mean, I don't like the looks of a lot of it.
No, I mean, like, have you ever seen, like, you've seen Ego Raptor stuff, and you've seen, like, Ross's stuff, or Ross's stuff. Look at his arms. Like, that is totally...
Does he even have in-between frames for that? It was literally just up, middle, down, up, middle, down.
Well, maybe, but I mean, probably not. But yeah, like, this is the kind of stuff that, you know, would be pushing the limits of what Flash can... This could have been done in Flash. I mean, really.
I don't know.
No, this could be done in Flash. It's just, you know, it'd be really... You'd have to be really, like, talented. And, I mean, they have a whole design team working on, like,
one
episode.
One person or some people we have completely missed as far... I think they at least deserve some credit. Like, I didn't pay much attention.
Yeah.
The people who did the backgrounds.
Backgrounds look good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I mean, it's just one static design, right? It's just...
I know, but still.
It could be a Photoshop background. That's what's great about nowadays is they just, boom, import the Photoshop background.
I guess. It's just, I mean, if we're going to go over the entire... People who worked on it, at least somebody deserves some credit.
Well, the background designs are a lot better. Okay. I would say than, you know, I have no gripes to the background so far at all. What was cool about this episode? I don't know. I kind of like the... Oh, man, Frieza's gone off model like ten times, man. Like, he looks different every time.
It's true. Sometimes he's super buff. Next scene, he's like slender and you're like, what?
Let's talk about Golden Frieza. So we were talking about this a bit before. What do you think about Frieza and his like light gold torso and then his arms and his legs being like darker gold?
I don't like it.
I don't understand why they did it. I mean, is it to emphasize like an extra color? Because in design, you're supposed to only really generally use three colors or something.
Yeah.
Frieza is... three colors, but... With the exception of his head as well, like, he's got two different shades of, like, bluish purple, and then the purple for his face, but, I don't know, man, like...
I don't like Golden Frieza to begin with. I don't like the whole, like, purple around his, like, his face shows between his helmet. I think he looks stupid.
To be honest, they really didn't try too hard when it came to this.
No.
I mean... I understand they want to keep his sleek design, and they wanted him to kind of stay like...
They
ruined
his sleek design. He doesn't look as sleek anymore.
You know what they could have done for the next stage of Frieza?
Mm-hmm.
Would have been just nothing. Literally, they should have just left him as is. He didn't need another power.
Just change his color. That's all he had to do.
Well, he did. They did.
It's a little.
They literally did that. That's why they were thinking. So, this is the part here where we were like, "Did he go Super Saiyan 2?"
Yeah, did he go Super Saiyan 2? That's the real question.
I don't think he did, but I think this just showed like Goku was kind of like being sloppy the whole time. And his hair was kind of like, bleh.
Yeah,
and now he's like, okay, I'm. There you go. And then his hair kind of like just, you know, perked back up.
Yeah, but that's why I think he went Super Saiyan 2 because his
hair effects. Look at the shitty effects on this. Look at those jagged edges, man.
They always were. Yeah, the jagged edges on the energy doesn't look as good because it's not hand-drawn with, like, the extra lines.
Oh, my God. Yeah, we're watching Goku and Frieza powering up right now. We're, what, like, 10 minutes into the episode? And it's where they're both staring each other down and Goku's got his, like, second wind. The power-ups are... they look shit.
Without that scratchy sort of aura...
It looks like it's done in Microsoft Paint.
Yeah. Or at least, like, shitty Photoshop effects.
Man, like, don't get me wrong. A lot of the people out there are probably going to be like, well, if you don't like it, why are you watching it? Why are you complaining? Like,
that's why we're complaining, because we like it so much.
Yeah, and the thing is, well, we're talking about it because it's part of the episode.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But it's not like it's looked terrible before. In the movie, it looked awesome, because it's this sort of... Well, I mean, during the transformation, it has this almost Janemba blocky, like...
My big concern here is that this is Dragon Ball Z. This is a massive, massive property. Right, and I don't know why they would. I don't know why they would cheap out on the animation like this. I mean, like, is it just because they're like, just get them out, just get them out, just get them out? Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter. Because I mean,
fix it in post.
I've seen better stuff from like even Naruto. Like this is.
I've seen worse from Naruto though.
yeah, yeah. I don't know, then.
Some like, compared to the fillers all you want, the fillers were essentially colored stick figures.
Yeah,
like,
okay.
It was bad.
Yeah, when Nerdor was running and stuff. Yeah, so bad.
They're like, okay, how much can we pay somebody for an episode? Here's $5.
You know they don't make a lot of money, eh? The animators?
No.
I read a biography about... Or not a biography. I read a story about them. And they make, like... I think it was something like $15,000 a year.
Gross.
In Japan. Yeah, no, it's... There's an article on Kotaku if you guys can, like... If you guys really care. It's really old. It's, like, about a year probably old or so. If you find it. Just look up, like...
Gohan's only lines throughout this entire episode. Dad?
Yeah.
Dad! Yeah. Is Dad dead? Dad!
Like, that's how Gohan talks now.
Dad!
Gohan's become more of a bitch now than when he was a kid.
He was whiny as a kid, but he had potential. And now his potential's gone and he's just whiny.
Yeah.
Future Trunks is better than Gohan. Like, Super Gohan is terrible.
Yeah, no, I... You don't like Trunks. This is the third time in a row I've said this on podcast.
Yeah.
I do not like... I don't like Gohan past when he was in the...
No, me neither. Not anymore.
He's probably one of my least favorite characters.
Ultimate Gohan is
so annoying. He's just like... He's like this stupid nerd. He's just like this, like, I don't want to grow up. He's like fucking Peter Pan. He, like, doesn't want to grow up.
He's like Bruce Banner if he was stupid and lame.
Who's Bruce Banner?
The Incredible Hulk.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I watched Age of Ultron last night.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, how'd you like it?
It was good.
Yeah?
Ultron's probably one of my favorite villains.
He's cool.
I totally agreed with him the whole time.
The new Civil War is going to be good, too.
All right, anyway.
But, yeah, so, I don't know. I mean, it's just... okay, we did go back after we had our last podcast, which was episode 6.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff and I looked into a bit of the manga, and we were like, you know, we should probably read a bit about
it.
Yeah, we were like, we should probably, you know, learn a bit about it. So, we found out that... the new character joining Team
I was
Goku.
Right. They were looking for... Champa was looking for Dragon Balls.
Yeah, and they were... So they were universe-sized Dragon Balls. Or not universe-sized, sorry. Planet-sized.
I think it said 37,000 kilometers big.
So there's a planet, probably. Or something,
yeah,
like a mini-planet.
Because
like
our
a,
moon is 1,700 kilometers.
Yeah, so it's like a little planet. So basically, yeah, there's a new member of Team Goku. The one that's like... That Beerus said is like one of the strongest in the galaxy was... Oh, yeah, the punch. Yeah, okay, watch this. Boom. And he's gone.
Well, no, he sort of went through the rock.
I guess, but I mean, they kind of covered it. Actually, this time you're right. I think I saw it a bit more this time. But, yeah, what's the character's name? It was like Nogaki or the little thing with like the nipples?
Jeez, I don't know.
Yeah, anyways, the little thing. It looks like a little like blobby thingy. And have you noticed all the new characters are really like derped?
Yeah. It's supposed to be funny.
Yeah. It's like, guys, this is Dragon Ball Z, like... Or Dragon Ball Super.
Yeah.
Why are you... What is happening?
Kira Toriyama's gonna run his own series into the ground.
He like, really is. Like...
He's George Lucasing it. Like, episodes 1, 2, and 3. Like... I don't know.
That's a very good depiction of what he might be doing. I mean, right now, this whole series depends on Universe 6.
Yeah.
Right? This whole Universe 6 tournament. If this is not good... This could seal the entire, you know,
yeah,
the entire series.
And then Akira Toriyama is going to be like, why didn't they like it?
No, Akira Toriyama is going to be like, see, I told you I don't want to come back. I told you I don't want to come back. And it's like, yeah, dude, like, when people are giving you like $100 million probably to do this.
Starting to think that the end of GT, after the space part, is better than this. Like,
a lot of GT isn't that bad. Everybody really like, oh, GT sucks. It's like,
the only problem with GT is it's the just like this. It's very Goku focused.
The series really needs to move away from Goku. It's like, no matter if he's going to lose, we know he's going to win.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I would have loved to see Frieza actually beat Goku as payback. And, oh yeah, let's talk about...
I didn't like Frieza so much on his return.
Let's talk about how Goku basically did the same shit he did on Namek. Where he's like...
Look,
I'm going to let you go again, Frieza.
Look at
and
his
Vegeta's
hair. Look,
like.
That's Super Saiyan 2. Come on now.
That, yeah. I don't know. Everything's been off model. You can.
It's true.
Yeah, that could be Super Saiyan 2. Maybe they're just going to say Super Saiyan God. Super Saiyan is just, you know.
Told you, he's going to go Blooper Saiyan 3. He's going to do it.
They never mentioned number 2. But, yeah, so. Basically, Goku's like, this is the part where Frieza's on his knees, and he's like, damn it, I wanna win.
I wanna.
And then Goku down, powers down to his normal stage, not having beaten Frieza yet, knowing that Frieza hasn't even left the planet yet.
I don't understand how Goku got this stupid. You go back and watch Gohan fighting Cell. Goku goes to Gohan, kill him now.
Yep.
You know, before he does something crazy.
Dude, like, look. What would it take? Okay, Frieza, right now, if Goku's powered down, even though he's got Goku, he's like, what? Even though Goku, and he got shot.
Yeah.
You deserve that. And he's not even shot in the heart. He was shot in, like, the spleen. Okay?
Oh, no, I can't fight off infection.
But Goku, okay, if Frieza could literally just, he's way stronger than Goku in his base form right now. He could just, you know, instantly transport behind Goku and knock him out. Or yeah. Punch him out or something, right? And I'm glad Goku's getting his fucking ass handed to him here. Okay? Because you know what? He's an idiot.
He is.
I mean, I understand this is a TV show, guys. I understand it, you know, it's the direction of the... But the thing is, like, the character and, like, if you think of him as a real...
I don't like saying it's just a TV show. I'm totally against that. It's a story. Everybody gets involved. Everybody can like their own story. That's like saying Game of Thrones is just a TV show, whatever.
Fair enough.
You're allowed to speculate. That's like saying...
You want to believe the world is like a living world inside itself.
It's not that. It's admiring it as an art form or something you can just get into.
Yeah.
Like, saying it's just a story, it's just a game. It makes it flat.
That's the truth. That's the point. Whenever you try to argue something like, you know... Well, you know, say something about Star Wars, you know, this and that, we're like, oh, it's just a movie, calm down. And it's like, yes, I understand that. I know it's a movie.
One or more people are spending their time... The writers are imagining a world... And they have to try and make it real.
Yeah.
So by saying it's just, you know, whatever, you're selling them short. Like, they're trying to create something. And you're it's also like, that
people
no,
understand
whatever.
This. People understand it's just a story, right?
Yeah.
They get it. Like, unless they're some weird, crazy, like, weirdo, they get it. They know.
But we like the story.
Speculate,
and we like the characters.
Yeah, to speculate
like,
more on, like, you know, like, the fandom is what it is. Like, yeah. People be like, why did Goku power down? Why didn't Frieza just transport behind him and beat the crap out of him? Or, you know, blow him away, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, does Goku really think Frieza's just gonna, okay. No, like, in this instance, I assume he's either goading Frieza, right?
That's what I thought he was doing, because he got Frieza to just power up more, right?
Right. Or he knows that Vegeta is basically just gonna protect him no matter what anyways.
Well, in the movie, because I rewatched the clip, Goku's lying there dead, and Frieza's like, hey, you want to kill Goku? Even though, clearly, they're not doing that in the show.
No.
And then Vegeta shows up, and Goku looks at him, he's like, oh, I really fucked up, didn't I, Vegeta? And he's like, oh, you did, stupid.
Man. So, okay, we just ended the episode, Frieza's about to blast him, and then Vegeta, obviously, saves his life.
Yeah.
And he's just like, that's my job to kill Goku. And it's like, really, really, Vegeta? Shut the fuck up.
Nobody
like,
buys, no, Vegeta would not do
we're
that
not, we're not buying this bullshit anymore. But, yeah, so that's it. We get a new ending this one.
I can't believe Pilaf is still around.
Yeah, new ending is pretty lackluster, to be honest. Bunch of,
I don't remember the old ending, so it's... Oh...
It was okay.
Yeah. I don't mind this ending either.
Kai had some good endings.
Yeah.
Kai had some...
Kai endings.
The Buu Saga Kai endings? Mm-hmm. Really good. Yeah, they're really good. But yeah, this one you just see Goku and he just turns around and he's just like, thumbs up!
Tiny thumb.
Yeah, tiny thumb up. And then you see some petals in the sky and...
Big thumb.
Yeah. That looks like some kind of a poster. Anyway, so in the next episode, we're going to be getting Super Saiyan God Vegeta.
Yeah.
First time. Thank God.
He looks really cool powering up in that split second.
I hope they have a better studio for next week. Really. I mean, it looks like it's a bit better.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. But at the same time, it could be the only good parts drawn.
So we were talking about how we think Goku is going to be... Or Vegeta was going to be the one who beats Frieza in this. It looks like... The episode title is like the final Kamehameha. So it looks like Goku... Everything is going to transpire the same way it did in the movies.
But at the same time... I don't want to speculate on this because I feel like they're just going to cheap it out to Goku. But at the same time, this could put Vegeta more on guard. He's like, no, I'm not letting you do this again.
I don't know. I mean... I'd be happy if for some reason Vegeta is the one who does it. But I'm going to say that he's not.
No.
I think that by part of like next episode, they're either gonna have like new content halfway through the first episode.
It doesn't look like it. It looks like it's ending with the Earth being destroyed.
Oh, you think it's gonna be another full
it
episode?
It looks like the start of the not next episode, but the episode after is
28.
No, because it's the final Kamehameha. So no, Whis reverts the Earth in the next episode.
No, so the next episode's the end of Frieza. That is the last.
So literally, the planet's gonna blow up, and it's gonna be the midway point of the episode.
Yeah, probably.
So it's going to be like 30 seconds of Vegeta fighting Frieza.
Yeah, you'll probably get like 2 to 3 minutes of Vegeta and Frieza fighting, Vegeta boasting, blah, 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 and then he's going to be like, damn it, damn it, damn it. And then he's going to give Goku the Senzubi or something, and then bam. And then, you know, after that, then... Yep. And then, yeah, then it'll be like, next time, you know, a new enemy appears. Mm-hmm. Champa, you know, or something like that. So, yeah, episode 26. If you were to give it a rating, what would you think?
Out of 10?
Yeah.
I'd give it a 4.
Yeah, I'd give it like a 5. It was very... Very underwhelming.
Yeah.
For those of you that didn't know, there was a 2-week break or a 1-week break. Yeah, 1-week break.
Yeah.
Last episode played like, the 27th or something.
Something like that.
Yeah, this episode wasn't very good. But, you know, thankfully we only have 2 more of these. We have this one.
Soon we'll be getting something new.
Yeah. Thank God. So Jeff and I were saying, you know, we really have to base what Super's going to be like based on the next content.
Mm-hmm.
Based on what Universe 6 is going to be about in the tournament. So...
Well, you can never go wrong with the tournament.
Do you think they're going to start putting in more fillers? Do you think they're going to, like, do a hiatus or some fillers? Because we're coming up close to that manga right now.
But the manga's not even made by Kurosawa.
I know, but the thing is, though, it's kind of following the manga.
Why?
Are we thinking that the anime is going to... technically, the manga came first, but it's just... The thing is, the series is supposed to... It doesn't have to follow a manga, right?
Yeah.
They're doing the manga to make it, like, a tie-in, right? It's like another promotional material thing. But do you think that the anime is going to eclipse the... I think it has to, because otherwise this is no way that the... They're saying the series is going to be 100 episodes. Unless we wait, like, every month. We get... No, so we're going to have to go ahead
with
the manga.
Or the manga is going to have to speed up, one or the other.
But the manga's, I don't even know when it comes out. Is it monthly?
I have no idea.
Yeah. We don't follow the manga, by the way, guys.
Not yet. I probably will by then.
Some of you guys are probably listening and like, why don't you just read the manga so you have your facts
straight? I'm going to.
Yeah, there's your answer. No, it's just because like we kind of enjoy watching it instead. And the truth is the manga isn't really that much like farther ahead.
I like the art, so I might be going.
The art's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's... I think it's Toibo who does it. Sorry.
Isn't it one of Akira's apprentices?
No, it's, I think it's the guy who did Dragon Ball AF for all those years.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think he went by the name Toible, Toible.
He's pretty good, anyway.
He's very good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, he's really, really good. I don't think they're gonna make it, the manga's gotta go ahead of the anime. I think they're going to just have, like, more concise stuff in the manga.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that makes more sense. But, you never know, they might slow it down, but,
I can't believe even Pilaf and them are going to the tournament, though. That's...
Yeah, oh, God. Why is that happening?
Hope they die.
No.
I know it's Super...
No, Pilaf is going to be there and cause some kind of a problem. Look, they're going to be in the finals. It's going to be like Goku or Vegeta in the finals. Something's going to happen, and Pilaf's going to create some kind of an issue, probably.
Yes.
It's going
so
to... And he's obviously going to go for the Black Star. He's going to go for the balls.
Yes.
He's going to go for the Dragon Balls.
I wish Dragon Ball Super never happened.
Wish for better art. But no, I mean, I could definitely see... Like, why are you bringing Pilaf? Like, is it just that he got... Did he show up by accident? Did he sneak his way in?
Well, we haven't read the manga, so we have no idea.
Yeah, so we don't know.
I'm pretty sure it has something to do with Mai being Trunks' girlfriend.
But... Yeah. Oh, God. Like, I don't know, man. It's Super... Sorry, guys, I'm yawning so much. I was up at 6:30 this morning. Super is really... It's really got to start to prove itself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all this other stuff they've had, source material, they really haven't had to do too much.
Like, look at the start of Dragon Ball. It was really good, you know. There's a sense of wonder, but at the same time, they built up Goku, Bulma, they had personality.
Yeah.
The plot was going, the start of Z, you know, with Raditz. And then, I mean, yeah, the start with Beerus is really good. Like, Beerus is one of my favorite characters, but... I don't know, what was the second arc of Dragon Ball? The second one was Pilaf. That one was okay, because that introduced Goku as Uzaru, had Yamcha, it had, you know, all those characters. The second one in Z was Frieza. And then the second one in this is Frieza. And it's essentially the final, and it's like, all the stuff build up to Frieza was just cut out. You know, it's basically starting with Vegeta being shot, and, you know, after Goku shows up, and it's starting from there. But removing all the emotional buildup from it.
What do you mean, Vegeta being shot?
Like, you know, in the original Namekian arc?
Yeah.
When, you know, he's crying to Goku.
Yeah.
And then he shoots. And then that's when they start fighting. It's essentially starting from there.
Yeah.
But taking out any buildup.
Yeah. This whole fight just felt very, like, blah. It's like, hey, I'm here. It's like...
It feels like a hype buildup. Like, look, we brought back Frieza, and it's like...
It's literally, like, here's... Like, the whole series has been, here's Beerus. Here's... He's really strong. He's the catalyst to make sure that you are a god.
Yeah.
Right? And then it's like, oh, here's Whis. Clearly the strongest thing in the show at this point right now.
We wanted to talk about First Form Super Saiyan God.
Yeah.
Where I think that Blooper Saiyan is not as strong.
By those of you that don't know what Blooper Saiyan is, that is...
Super Saiyan God Super Saiyan.
Yeah, so that's the stage that Goku fights against Frieza, and that's the stage that Vegeta has attained as well.
Yeah, or we just call him Blue Goku, Blue Vegeta.
So you're saying that you think that the red-haired Goku's stronger?
Yeah. Because I'm thinking, because they had like a ritual going on, and I mean, they got up to 70% of Beerus' strength.
Right.
But I mean, as Blue Super Saiyan...
That could just be first form.
Yeah. This is 70% of my first form.
I mean, he's a villain, right? Technically a villain.
Yeah.
Okay? There's no way he's only got one stage.
It's Dragon Ball Z. Come on now.
I mean... And you know you're going to see some kind of a battle at some point with Beerus again.
Yes.
That's almost a given, and it's just like, do you really think he's only got that one stage?
Well, really? Here's the thing. They're all going to get strong enough to the point where Beerus just joins the Z-Warriors. He's going to be the new Piccolo.
No. He's going to be the new Vegeta. He's going to have to be, like, the new Vegeta
he's
or something.
He's not mean enough to be the new Vegeta, though.
I know.
That's why I think he might be the Piccolo.
He's already part of the Z crew, kind of, in a way, but...
Yeah, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll be on par. Like, Goku will surpass him, and he's like, no, I guess I'm Piccolo now, because Vegeta will pass him, too.
No, I don't think it's going to happen like that. I think he's going to be pretty relevant the whole series in some way or another.
He should be.
I just don't think they're going to keep being like, oh, no, Lord Beerus is so strong. Lord Beerus is so strong. They're just going to be like, okay, we're on par with this guy.
You want Beerus to stay the strongest up until the end of the series?
Halfway through the series, like as soon as they're done Universe 6, I think they'll do some kind of other thing, and then after that, they'll be stronger than Beerus.
What I don't want them to do is go Universe 6 and then go back to Earth and have everything happen on Earth.
You know, like, that's going to happen.
But that's what happened with the Frieza Saga. They're like, okay, let's go to space.
Know what's going to happen? Oh my god, I already know what's going to happen. I always say this.
All the universes collapse on each other in GT.
There you go. No, it's going to be... So Pilaf and the gang is showing... Like, okay, Pilaf is there literally to cause shit, okay? So Pilaf is going to... They're going to have something about the Dragon Balls, the new... What are they called? Like the nine stars? The black Dragon Balls.
Just call them the Universe Balls.
Whatever, the Universe 6 and 7.
Yeah.
Just the Universe Balls, whatever they're called. Sorry that we don't know the terminology if there is one. But basically... Pilaf is going to end up being like, oh, we hear these can grant you know, whatever wishes.
Well, they're
going to
look at them. They're going to be like, well, these are some big Dragon Balls.
Yeah, and then they're going to find a way to get them, and then something's going to happen, and then they're going to basically screw something up, and it's going to disperse them again. Okay? Yeah. And then something's going to happen, and then Goku and like a bunch of guys are going to have to go and travel across different places, and then you're going to basically see them fight different gods.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Maybe they'll get scattered across all...
So it's going to be GT. Like, the beginning of
pretty
GT.
Pretty much, maybe. They're going to have a reason to fight other universes. Right? There's they mentioned 12 universes?
Yeah.
They have to go and fight all 12. They have to fight the people in 12 of them. They don't have a choice. Because, like, why would you mention 12 if you're not going to show them all?
Yeah.
So they're going to shoot off these balls. I don't know if there's 12 or if there's 9. I've heard there was 9. But if there's 12, well, that would make more sense.
Yeah.
But, I mean, without Universe 6 and Universe 7, that would leave 10. So maybe one of them they'll just not go to or something.
Well, no. Champa's collecting them all. Apparently, the balls are only in Universe 6 and 7.
But maybe they'll transfer across all
of them
or something.
Like, yeah, they'll make a wish and then they'll scatter one to each dimension.
But wait for Pilaf, guys. I'm telling you, Pilaf is going to be instrumental in this series. Sadly.
I didn't mind seeing Pilaf come back.
But why would they bring him back unless he's there to fuck things up? Just like he was there for GT. He was literally there to be like, hey, what's up? Boom, I fuck shit up. Okay, bye. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they know that no one else is like a troublemaker enough. Like, all the other characters you... Like, unless it's some of the guys from Universe 6 that are going to be like, oh, you know, maybe we're going to try to steal the Dragon Balls. I don't think they're going to do that. I don't think Champa's going to... If Champa even just tries to steal Universe 7's one, fine.
You know what'd be sick?
It's not going
to
happen.
Universe 6 Pilaf is a super badass, shows up, kills the Universe 7 crew, and then they have to fight Universe 6 Pilaf.
Maybe Gohan will end up becoming something important in the in that arc.
When he's the only one not going to the tournament.
I mean, it's going to be like a travel arc. It's going to be like they're going to be traveling across the universe. Goku and Vegeta are going to go separate ways in certain planets.
Which would be cool.
And they're going to learn different skills from different places.
It would be cool if the characters had personality. But Goku suffering from what I refer to as Ash Ketchum syndrome.
Yeah.
Where Ash Ketchum, when he first started, he was annoying and stupid and annoying. But he had a personality where if you watch Pokemon nowadays, he's just this one-dimensional like, oh, way to go, Pikachu. I love everything. I'm so happy.
Yeah,
you know? He has no reaction to the world aside from, like, I don't know. He's just this one-dimensional character.
Goku's extremely boring.
Goku is now a one-dimensional character.
Goku is extremely boring. Gohan is... Okay, the only thing that could save Gohan is, like, right now Gohan is... He's got no character. It's like, I'm cooking for my wife. Oh, I have a kid. Like, oh, God. Okay, fine, whatever. And then he basically...
Goku
lost every progression that he had through Z, okay? And the only thing they can do to redeem this character... Okay, the show's about fighting, guys. I mean, it's not about personalities. It's literally about who's the strongest. We're not watching... What's a show based on personalities? Fucking Naruto or One Piece or something or whatever.
Yeah.
This show is all about power levels, okay? And it's all about, like, who's the strongest against this and that, okay? Goku can be this, I'm Goku, because he's Mr. Muscles. He's Mr. I'm the strongest thing. I'm, you know, and Vegeta could be I'm Mr. Tough Guy because, you know, I have to. But all the other characters kind of need to have a character story. They need to have some kind of a background. Otherwise, they are not needed, okay? And Gohan right now is like, oh, I'm a father. It's like, okay, Gohan, sure. But the thing is, you used to be relevant. And
he used to be the strongest.
Are you going
to
be Tien? Are you going to be like Tien and Yamcha and just mean nothing at all? You're Goku's fucking son. You fought against Cell. You fought against, you know,
Freeza. He was stronger than Cell. He was stronger than Super Buu. Like...
And it's crazy, man. Like, oh, man. I know they're doing something for Gohan in this. I know he's going to get better in the future. I know he is. I know this is just some event's going
to
happen.
Kill off Goku. Nobody's left to protect the Earth. Then Gohan.
You know they're never going to kill
him. I want Goku. That.
Never.
I want that.
Never going to kill
him. They did. Goku. But then they brought him back.
Twice. It's only going to be Piccolo and Krillin. Okay, those are the ones that always die.
I like how Piccolo's the only one who loses limbs because he can grow them back.
Yeah. Yeah. But Tien lost an arm.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but yeah, how'd he get it back?
He died and came back alive.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't matter. No, after Goku died, you stopped having to preserve the bodies. That's just what happened.
Yeah, that's right. They used to have to preserve them. Oh,
Krillin
yeah.
was frozen. Master Roshi was frozen.
So, Tien got two hands
Goku,
back.
Goku's body brought with him because he was special.
Oh, okay.
And then after that, I guess everybody started getting their bodies.
I mean, like, look, loopholes, fine, whatever. It's a series about fighting, right? I mean...
But anyway, that's our thing on episode 26 of Super.
Yeah, we went a little longer on this one, that's for sure. So we'll be back with another podcast probably some point this week.
Yeah.
We don't have a set schedule yet. We will be working that out.
Mm-hmm.
For now, just if you are subscribed, keep enjoying them. We're going
to... Keep practicing to be number one.
Yeah, we actually made a comment about that today, and it was funny.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, with some other friends. But, just keep an eye on the podcast, and soon enough we'll probably have a weekly schedule. And we'll see you for sure next week, probably Monday or Tuesday, for episode 27.
Yep, see you guys.
Wow, that's a really unenthusiastic way to end it. You should be like, all right, see you later, guys!
See you later, guys! All right, there you go.